Good morning. A Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartek. Alan, some sad news this morning.
Yeah, Berkshire's got a double whammy. A wonderful, wonderful woman named Julian Seidel, who was a real force for theater and humanities in the Berkshires. Everybody knew her. People really loved her. She was a creative, creative force doing so much for so many people. And she got hit by a car going to a meeting. It's a terrible, terrible spate of these kinds of accidents that we see, and everybody's going to miss this wonderful woman. The other one, of course, is Ben Barber. We've had him on our station a number of times. He was an extraordinary fellow political scientist, the guy I knew fairly well. He was a superstar in our profession of political science. He wrote on the importance of mayors. He wrote on the jihadists. He was eclectic, and it is a very sad moment for our community. When I first met him and taught with him at Rutgers University back in the day. And it's one of those things where he worked up until the end, and, you know, he will be missed.
Our thoughts are with their families this morning. Well, let's go to the news of the day, Alan, and the story that won't go away, which is Michael Flynn. Lawmakers from both parties say he may have violated the law by not disclosing his business dealings with Russia as required. The Times editorializing, the White House won't answer questions about Michael Flynn's Russian ties, and the House Oversight Committee's chairman won't open an investigation.
Now, David, you and I have been talking at this hour for many, many months and years, and I've always said to you since the election of Trump that the road to potential impeachment comes via the Russians. Nothing else we've seen really does it. And you see this sort of split in the way in which the Trump people are handling it. On the top, the president said good things, really good things about Putin and Russia. Then you saw his generals, the people who are running his defense and other things, saying not such good things about Russia, which was interesting. But Flynn is the way in. And you'll remember that Flynn said from his national security post that he did not talk to the Russians, and he did talk to the Russians. Then it turned out he took money from Turkey, he took out money from some of the Russian folks, and he did not in any way disclose any of that on his required forms. Now, Chaffetz, who is quite conservative, has said that Flynn, and so has Representative Cummings, his top Democratic colleague, that it is clear that the law may have been broken here. Well, may is the interesting word. On the other hand, if you didn't fill out the forms and your whole security clearance and everything was dependent on having told the truth and you didn't tell it, that sets up the stage. And here is a guy who now says, I'll testify, but only if you give me immunity. And that's been going on for weeks. And everybody was saying to themselves, what does he need immunity for? Well, now we know what he needs immunity for. This is a potential crime that could land you in the pokey for 5 years. And so Trump was saying good things about the Russians. His other people were saying good things about the Russians. And now it would appear that they are in real trouble, because if this thing begins to disassemble, it could lead all the way to the White House. And if the White House doesn't supply the documents which the Congress is asking for, that's an impeachable offense, too. We know that from Richard Nixon and the Watergate tapes.
More trouble for the Trump administration in the form of a court blocking funding for sanctuary cities. A judge in California, federal judge Allen, halted the administration's efforts to withhold funding from cities that limit their cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. The response from the White House, it's an egregious overreach by a single unelected district judge.
Well, that's what they say every time a judge rules against them. Either it's Hawaii or he's a Mexican. They try to personalize it. They try to put the ball in their own court, and it doesn't really work. You know, a federal judge is a federal judge. He offers an opinion. He offers the law. And while it lasts that Trump hasn't put a majority of his own people on these courts, which I think might happen, and that it ends up that he keeps getting thwarted, which is correct and proper and gutsy of the judge.
Finally, Alan, two Democrats in New York, Senator Brad Hoyleman of Manhattan, Assemblyman David Buchwald of Westchester County, plan to formally introduce legislation tomorrow that would have the state require, Alan, to release the state tax returns of any president who hails from New York.
I like it. You know, this is called politics by press release. You know, it ain't going to happen. I doubt it's going to happen. Why would the Republicans in the state Senate pass such a bill? But it certainly makes the point that the tax returns aren't being distributed so that people know where this president is coming from. But I love the idea that they say any president hailing from New York. That's great.